This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Lunch with Bobby Malloy. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m.
So let's stay in the realm of electricity. AfriForum has filed an urgent court bid to prevent municipalities from implementing NERSA's approved electricity tariff hikes. The lobby group claims that councils failed to conduct a cost of supply study. AfriForum head of local government, Morne Moster, joins us right now to give us more. You can call in as well on 0861 987 000. Morne, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you, Bobby.
So if you're saying that municipalities have failed to comply with the prerequisite assessments required for price increases, you know, what was used to determine this approved price then?
Well, that is the big question. You know, NERSA has been approving electricity tariffs for the past decade, while the manner how they did was only by a percentile increase, you know, every year. The result of that is that we have seen that municipal tariffs have increased fourfold. And it is not only that this practice is unlawful, the manner in which they did it. In 2022, there was a court order stating to the NERSA that this methodology being implemented now, that is without cost of supply studies, are unlawful. And still they continue to use the same methodology. And AfriForum is basically saying that if municipalities want a tariff increase, they need to comply with the relevant legislation. And NERSA has been reluctant to apply the mechanisms in the Electricity Regulation Act to ensure they actually protect consumers. That ought to be NERSA's priorities, to protect the consumers.
I wonder, would you say that municipalities have been overcharging residents, Monet?
So once again, now I'll take you back to the 2022 court judgment, where one of the things that that court said was that municipal licensees are overcharging overcharging its consumers. And the problem is that you can never review a tariff decision if you do not have the prerequisite details. You need that detail to say why a tariff decision made by NERSA is irrational. And for you to be able to do so, you need the required information. And that's where AfriForum says that you made what this is a legislative prerequisite for a municipality to have this. And I want to take it a bit further to say that the Act basically states that a municipal licensee may only make profit from selling of electricity if they are an efficient licensee. Now, an efficient licensee, one would hope, would be one that has these types of studies in place for people, for community-based organizations, for everyone to be able to see, oh, this is what I'm paying for when I'm paying my electricity bill.
So talk to me about transparency, because, you know, is this not something that the municipalities are supposed to actually be transparent about and talk about exactly how they're operating in terms of purchasing and selling on electricity?
It's definitely a transparency issue and also an accountability issue. You know, municipalities need to be accountable to the consumers at the forefront. But they also need to be accountable to NERSA. NERSA is the regulator and should play the role to say that to protect consumers, we cannot allow municipalities, either way, if they are not functioning or not, we should protect the consumers against municipalities that only want tariff increases if it's not needed. And that's basically the gist of our application. And it's forward-looking in the way that we want to, while we want to stop a tariff increase this year, this will force municipalities to get the processes in place to get these types of costs costing studies done. Now, obviously, these cost studies can't only be implemented, they must go through a public participation process. And this is where the transparency will then get in, right, where one can start questioning the municipality with regards to the specific details within that course of supply study. And this would be a win not only for AfriForum, but basically for every energy user in South Africa.
Well, we'll be keeping a keen eye on that. That is Morne Mostert. Thank you for your time, AfriForum Head of Local Government.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.